Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
Now it's time to talk Braves, Falcons, and college football with a Deep South college football legend. It's the Buck Belue Show, exclusively on The Fan.
Time for the Buck Belue Show on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Streaming at 680thefan.com. Get that Fan mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. And the 10 o'clock hour on The Fan, you know the drill. Sponsored by the Haug Barron Law Group. Gang's all here. Road Dog, not on the road today. DT, ready to go to work. What kind of hat is that you got on today? DT? Oh, Atlanta Braves. I got you. Well, dude, are you holding out hope Dansby's going to re-up?
Oh, yeah. Still holding out hope.
We're going to talk about it a little bit today. In fact, we're going to get to some college football big time. I might even mix in soccer, which would be a first on the show for me in 21 years of doing this. We'll see how that develops. Glad to be here on this Tuesday, November the 29th. Appreciate you hanging out Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. So let's get to work.
Bucks. Big. Take.
Auburn has hired Hugh Freeze to take over the Tigers football program. New AD John Cohen sold the hire as Freeze being, and I quote, the best fit. And he's absolutely correct with that assessment. Freeze and Auburn football are both experienced in dealing with chaos. So this apparently looks like a really good fit coming in. Of course, Cohen was speaking about four other things. One, Freeze and his ability to recruit. Two, his SEC experience. Three, his high-powered offensive scheme. And four, his history of beating Alabama. Freeze gets a six-year, $39 million deal and immediately gets to work on hiring a coaching staff. Would Del McGee or Stacy Searles return to Auburn? Keep an eye on that, Georgia fans. Freeze also jumps into a highly competitive recruiting scene, ready to lie to recruits. Well, hold on. Not sure how that got into the script. His plan is to not lie anymore.
It's typos, Buck. Watch out.
Like he did over at Ole Miss. He also, as I understand it, he's given up his social media posting. I'm serious. Yeah, he's not going to do that anymore. This hire will be heavily criticized, obviously, but he claims his time at Liberty was an awakening for both he and his family, who he managed to hold on to. I gave him a 5% chance leaving Ole Miss of holding on to his family. Able to do that at Liberty.
Where were the hookers?
Even Gus Malzahn has reached out to congratulate the new Auburn head coach, Hugh Freeze. And this makes the third hire in a row for Auburn as the head football coach. Hiring a coach that had previously been the coach at Arkansas State. I believe he was calling up the hookers, too. Well, that's what he's going to try not to do at Auburn moving forward. So the best fit gets the job. I did not mention another factor, and that was his buyout at Liberty was very affordable, which comes in handy when you owe millions, tens of millions of dollars already to coaches that you have fired. So Hugh Freeze getting to work today. And he better work fast, brother. Got to get a coaching staff in place. Got to start recruiting. Start hitting that transfer portal. He's going to be a very busy man in the coming days. But he's got another job back in the SEC, Hugh Freeze. Now let's get to another college football nugget.
Tasty. Time for the College Football Nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
So what is Georgia Tech up to as far as their coaching search goes? Continue to hold on to see what's going to happen with Willie Fritz, who over the last 24 to 48 hours, countless media outlets have been going back and forth with Tech, Fritz. A deal in place, a deal not in place. Has he accepted the job? Has he talked with his Tulane team? Is Tech still pursuing other coaches? Did they interview a candidate yesterday? Boy, this is... they got a lot going on down on the flats, trying to figure out who their next head coach is going to be. First, let's hear from Willie Fritz. This is what he had to say yesterday.
That was quick. God almighty. I was thinking it might be question three or four or something like that. Wow. No, I talked to the team about that. Obviously, the initial report gets more traction than the secondary report. And I'm the head football coach at Tulane. Extremely proud to be the head football coach at Tulane. And we're looking forward to the ball game on Saturday. And that's what I told our guy when I visited with him this morning. I don't want to talk about those kind of things. I want to talk about the ball game.
Yeah, he's getting ready for a championship game. He danced around that a little bit. I would give that a thumbs down if Tech's going to hire Fritz. Thumbs down. Spoke about it a little bit yesterday. I mean, the man's like, what, 92 years old? Something like that. So how's he going to outwork people like Dabo, Kirby, Heupel, these schools around, located around Atlanta and Georgia Tech? Pretty smart coach, though, as far as what he does schematically. I give that a thumbs down, though. It doesn't look like a great fit to me. Now, the word on the street, the word on Peachtree Street earlier today was that Georgia Tech and their new athletic director, Jay Batt, they were busy yesterday interviewing the former UAB head coach, Bill Clark, who was highly thought of. He had some back trouble, reportedly, and stepped away from the UAB job. But I tell you what, you talk to coaches, and talking to coaches around, they all have never heard a questionable remark about Bill Clark. I've only heard great things about this coach. And reportedly, Tech sat down with him yesterday. Not sure how that went. And I continue to believe now that Fritz is sort of standoffish with the Tech offer, that Brent Key is still a major player moving forward for Georgia Tech. Firmly in the mix here as things unfold down on the flats. So Fritz, deal, maybe parameters have been talked about, but nothing in place. Bill Clark, how's your back? And Brent Key, just hold on, man. You might end up getting this job after all. I we'll have some more on the coaching searches going on a little later in the show as we continue to talk college football with you on Championship Week, baby. Getting ready for the championship games. Man, I'd love to be in Baton Rouge watching the LSU practice later today. Seeing what Jaden Daniels was up to. And that's the big story here in this part of the woods. Georgia and LSU coming up Saturday down at MBS. SEC title on the line. LSU with a quarterback, a sprained ankle. Can he practice? Will he practice? I would imagine he won't practice today. Just my educated guess on that. But he may or may not be ready to go on Saturday. Yeah, they'll spit on it. They'll tape it up. Maybe tape it up twice. Send him out on the field early in the game. Start the game just to see if he can go. Because there's no other really legitimate option. I guess Nussmeier, as I mentioned yesterday, only has played four games so far this year. Not exactly the game you want to be throwing him out there in. So that would be fun, being down in Baton Rouge today to see what Jaden Daniels looked like, at least walking out to practice. If you had to bet, DT, what kind of percentage would you put on this guy playing?
I think it's a good percentage that he will play. It's dependent on, you know, whether or not he's 100% and ready to move around like he's been moving around.
Yeah, he's not going to be ready to move around.
Yeah, that's the biggest part. He's become a much better passer through the season.
You're right.
But he's
got an outstanding wide receiver core.
That certainly helps. But he's a dynamic player because of his mobility and his ability to, especially third down, you know, in the red zone.
Yeah, that's what makes him special, his ability to extend play, scramble, hurt defenses with his legs. You're reluctant to play man coverage because he can pull that thing down and run with it anytime and do some big-time damage.
Yeah, he can still be effective throwing the ball, but he's not going to be the same player without the mobility.
There's no doubt about it. Advantage Georgia. All right, coming up next on the show, man, we're going to chop it up a little bit. I'm more than a little bit concerned about this Dansby Swanson free agency. I've pretty much accepted the fact that Dansby, well, I won't say it. We'll talk about it next. Plus, we're going to dive in. Alabama's still alive with the college football playoffs. I believe that to be true. And the Bulldog Roundtable, all coming up. It's the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
You got the Buck Belue Show on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Gorgeous day here in Metro Atlanta. I bet there's some folks skipping out, teeing it up, playing a little golf today somewhere here in Metro Atlanta. I thought about it coming down when I saw that traffic on 400 southbound. I said, man, I was thinking, let's just pull right on into the golf course. Let Road Dog do the show. Then I thought better of it. Thank you. I need to get out on the golf course, though. Need to find time. So busy this time of the year. Not just with work, either. Yesterday, it was time for me to get out outside the home and do the yard decorations. So I was up on a ladder, climbing up into the trees, putting the lights on the trees out in the front yard, and lived to tell about it. Yes, sir. Had a lot of people driving by in the neighborhood blowing the horn. Blue, be careful! Got those lights up, ready to go now, though. So I wonder what's next on the to-do list. I know there's something on there. I tell you what's next for us right now. Let's talk Braves baseball.
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
Yeah, Braves baseball, man. I am over the top concerned that we have lost Dansby Swanson. Dansby ain't coming back. He's going to be moving on. And no really inside information. No report swirling around. Just a gut feeling that we've seen the last of Dansby in a Braves uniform. Now, I checked in with one of my sources earlier this morning, and my one of my Brave sources, very reliable guy, said he still believes a 70% Dansby comes back and 30% that he doesn't. And I've got it the other way around. I've got a 30% chance Dansby's back with the Braves and 70% chance that Dansby's going to be wearing a different uniform. So this was good news. It made me feel a little bit better. Now, the source went on to say, unless someone like Philly blows him away with like 160 for six, I think the Braves will be close and be able to match. And then the source says, not happy they haven't signed him. There is no replacement for Dansby Swanson. Well, yeah, we got that rookie kid we could plug in. But is he really ready? And there's some other less expensive options than the guys that we've been reading about. All these shortstops that are on the free agent market. Understand the Brewers might be looking to get rid of their shortstop. Wiley Adames, who had 31 bombs and 98 RBI last season. I'm just saying. And that's where I'm at. I'm already looking, okay, who's going to replace Dansby? Who's going to replace him? Because I just feel like, gosh, you know, if they're going to step up, they would have stepped up by now.
And given him an offer that he can't refuse.
And the market value for Dansby Swanson, according to Spotrac, 6 years, $148 million. Or $24.8 million per year. And there's some in our business that believe, some people that, well, are known as Braves insiders, that don't believe the Braves are going to be committing more than $22 million a year to Dansby Swanson. So that is less than market value. That is Dansby taking a hometown discount. Word on the street on Peachtree again. Here we go with the word on the Peachtree Street. As the Braves during the season made a contract offer of $100 million. And Dansby politely turned that thing down. Imagine turning down an offer of $100 million. I don't know about you folks, but that'd be hard for me to do. Not that I could ever play shortstop like Dansby. Could it be that Double H is waiting on the best offer to come down, and at that point they will reattach themselves with Dansby and see if they can match it or not match it. That's what we're waiting on here.
That might have been the most likely thing. They gave Dansby an initial offer, not the best offer. No, I was saying not the qualifying offer or whatever, but a different offer.
Nobody's even paying attention to the qualifying.
Yeah, he wasn't worried. Obviously, that wasn't, you know, because he wasn't interested. That's just the way, that's just doing business. But I believe they probably let him know what was available, and now he's going to go check it out on the market, and if not, come on back home. We'll see.
It's got to be a very interesting holiday season for Dansby Swanson. You know, his preference would be to stay with the Atlanta Braves, stay in his hometown of Atlanta, cash in with the biggest contract of his career. But hey, if the Braves are going to come in under market value, I tried to put myself in Dansby's shoes, and some of these other players through the years too. Would I take a hometown discount? And a lot of the time I would tell myself, yes, you know, if it's somewhere I really wanted to be, there's more to life than just the almighty dollar. Some days I would say, yeah, I would take a hometown discount to stay and play with my Atlanta Braves. That grass isn't always greener. A lot of people basing their decisions on the almighty dollar. I think you should be considering some other things there, but you know, there are some days I'd say, heck no, I'm not taking a hometown discount. Are you kidding me? Hometown discount? Why? Can always move back home when the career comes to an end. But I'm concerned, folks. I'm worried that Dansby, as we say here in the South, ain't coming back. Continue to hold out hope. I just don't see how in the world we're going to replace Dansby Swanson. Because it's more than just stats on a sheet of paper or on the computer. It's more than just your batting average, your WAR stat, your defensive abilities, how many home runs you hit, how many runs you scored. What about the leadership? Can you put a price tag on that?
Yeah, and Alex Anthopoulos even said on this radio station that Dansby was the most winningest player he's ever been, the biggest winner he's ever been around.
Yeah,
in all of baseball.
And isn't that what we're trying to do? Is win?
Yeah, you can't really put a price tag on that. I will argue that Dansby's probably had his best offensive year just recently.
And is it going to stay at that level?
I think that's the point. I'm not sure if AA and company want to pay what is now the market value for Dansby over essentially one really, really good season. He's had good seasons, but this was probably his offensive breakout. So you wonder how much that affects his number.
Yeah, and then with Freddie leaving, he took over the captain role and thrived doing that. There's not a guy on that Braves roster that doesn't want Dansby coming back. Come on, Dansby. Wishing you well, partner.
I could go on, but don't you make that money when you stay home and you're a lifelong Brave? Don't you potentially make that money back off the field and other things? And I don't know, just
like with Wellstar.
Sure, there you go.
Wouldn't you get some of these opportunities when you sign and go elsewhere?
Sure, but. You know, you never have the same legacy as he potentially could have as an Atlanta Brave, having already won a championship. You know, he's already made a legacy here in Atlanta.
404-231-1680, the phone number. I don't give out the phone number enough, but, you know, doing a one-hour show, we're trying to squeeze it all in. It's not every day where we have the opportunity to take your call, but we want it. We want to hear from you. 404-231-1680, the phone number. How did you know I was going to talk Braves today, DT? You got your Atlanta Braves hat on.
Well, you know, I'm always supporting the Braves, whether it's the offseason or not, but it's the classic royal blue and red, their older logo, so it's also in support of Team USA.
Yeah, I like that. I just think of Dale Murphy every time I see that.
Yeah, this old school logo. I love this hat, yeah. I love all the, when they had the feathers on the sleeve and everything, love the old logo.
Love the colors.
And it's always Braves season here on the Buck Blue Show.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. College football and Braves, we're into it, man. Totally into it. And soccer.
Well, speaking of college football, Buck, you told us, you teased us about Bama.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit. What do you think?
Alabama.
Where are they going to be tonight in the college football rankings? And of course, the big question is, as compared to Ohio State.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes down. We'll see the college football playoff rankings coming out tonight. I'll be interested to see if Ohio State is ranked higher than Alabama tonight. That'll give you some idea what the committee's thinking about. And look, it's not about the AP or the coaches' poll. It's not about those two things. And let me, you know, you've already seen Ohio State's ranked ahead of Alabama in those two polls. But with the college football playoff committee, how will that look later tonight? Ohio State will be number five, or will it be Alabama number five? And if you're saying, Baloo, come on, what are you talking about here? Bama's got two losses, and Ohio State just has one loss. And the one loss is to the number two team in college football in Michigan. Well, do I need to remind you that the Buckeyes got blown out at home? They had the doors blown out, blown off at the Big Horseshoe there in Columbus. Game wasn't even close. You look at Alabama, they're two losses on the road to top 10 opponents by a total of 4 points. Lost to Tennessee in Knoxville, 52-49. Lost down at Baton Rouge, 32-31. Top 10 teams in their backyard, as opposed to Ohio State playing a lesser schedule out of the Big Ten and getting their face kicked in at home against Michigan. You know, I look at the strength of schedule, and that seems to be so huge in college basketball. I mean, it seems like every time we get close to the big dance, we're talking about the strength of schedule. And yet, when it comes to college football, we rarely even consider these things. Alabama, 25th in strength of schedule. Ohio State, 40th. And have you thought about this, Georgia fans? If Alabama does sneak in the back door and gets in the college football playoffs, Georgia fans can look forward to another Georgia-Alabama showdown here in Atlanta at the Chick-fil-A kickoff. I'm sure the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
We already did the kickoff game, Buck.
At MBS. Would that be awesome? 404-231-1680, the phone number. Who do you want, Georgia? You want Ohio State? Or would you like another crack at Alabama?
It's funny you say that, Buck. As an alum and a Georgia fan, I was looking forward to playing Ohio State all season long.
Why? Because you wanted to blow the doors off?
More or less, yeah. Georgia hasn't played Ohio State a long time. We played Michigan last year, obviously, have had a number of showdowns against Alabama. Was really looking forward to playing Ohio State. Know a lot of Ohio State fans, a lot of them live right around here in the Atlanta area. So was definitely looking forward to that game, but you're right. Maybe there's still a chance.
Also, Alabama, their quarterback playing hurt, dinged up, and both of those losses. Now he's closer to being 100% in Bryce Young.
It's things like that.
These are things that the committee's going to talk about.
That's what makes it such an imperfect science. I mean, what team were you at the time? What team were you playing at the time? Their ranking has changed. It's such a fluid situation.
You know, it's just like that. I would imagine you got the AP and you got the coaches' polls that we have all year, every single week. And it's, you know, it's a really quick process. Okay, I got Ohio State 5.
The coaches' poll is still around?
USA Today, whatever it is.
I'm just joking. It just seems irrelevant.
It's called both. You know, it's a quick process. Okay, I'm going to put the Buckeyes 5. I'm going to put Alabama 6. College football playoff committee actually sit down and discuss these things at length. If you're on that committee, there's going to be discussion. And this is going to be some of the things they're going to be talking about. Especially if USC goes down to Utah this weekend or Friday night, if TCU goes down to K-State, Alabama's still alive, folks. Alabama's not dead yet. Saw Bryce Young waving at the crowd there at Bryant-Denny Stadium, telling everybody goodbye. Man, it's been fun. I'm going to be one of the top picks in the upcoming NFL draft. It was fun while it lasted. He might not be done yet. Championship weekend. It's going to be very entertaining. Falcons fans, if you're a school teacher and could use an extra $500, and who couldn't use an extra $500 this time of the year? Attorney Ken Nugent and Grady Jarrett want to help you out this football season. Have you heard about this? For each Falcons game, Ken is donating $500 to teachers throughout Georgia. To register to win, go to attorneykennugent.com. One call, that's all. And don't forget to tune in and catch Grady with the Locker Room. He joined them earlier today, 8:30 a.m. on Tuesdays, when Grady checks in as they recap the previous week's action. Big Grady. Grady's out there balling. No doubt about that. We got time for the roundtable, you betcha.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs, and it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5, get in there!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union, Haug Law Group, T-Mobile, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ballgame. Georgia will win this ballgame.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Yeah, Bulldogs getting ready for LSU in the SEC Championship game. Your gambling man, Georgia, a 17.5 point favorite. And the big question coming into the matchup is Jaden Daniels, the LSU quarterback. How's that ankle feeling? Is there a chance they could tape it up and play him? Is he not going to play? Is it going to be Nussmeier getting the start? Everybody wants to know. And Coach Kelly was talking about it yesterday.
His exam was good today, and, you know, we're pretty optimistic about his ability to practice on Tuesday. So it wasn't a high ankle sprain. Those are the things that you concern yourself with, because that's going to limit his mobility, and he's going to need to have, obviously, all of his mobility and more, and early indications look pretty good.
Yeah, I don't really believe that. Early indications. What's that, that he's, you know, able to get around with a boot on, which is what he's been wearing?
Sounds like Coach Kelly is cautiously optimistic.
I mean, the way he's in the training room getting treatment is encouraging. And I don't believe they would push him to practice today, this early in the week. More treatment, more rest. Studying up on the game plan, looking at the Georgia video, checking out their defense, becoming more familiar with the Georgia defense, doing all the things a quarterback needs to do other than go out and practice is what I believe Jaden Daniels is going to do today. And look, I believe even if Jaden Daniels does play, and I expect him to play on Saturday, to tape it up, spit on it and go with it, give it his best shot to go out and play, he will not be the dynamic player that he's been all season long. He will not be able to run with the football come Saturday afternoon. That he's going to be a pocket passer for LSU on Saturday. And that is completely different than what he's been doing all season long, or his entire career at Arizona State, during his illustrious high school career, which I really started following him back in high school because of his dynamic skill set. I was drawn to that. Kept track of him during those days out in Tempe. And then followed his path down to Baton Rouge. But Georgia's defense, knowing that Jaden Daniels is not going to be able to escape the pocket, hurt him with his legs, this will be a search and destroy game plan for the Georgia defense. You got Kirby Smart, Glenn Schumann, Will Muschamp, those other coaches on the Georgia defense. It will be a search and destroy game plan coming in on Saturday, planning on facing a quarterback that's going to be in the pocket. And remember, LSU is starting two freshman offensive tackles, Will Campbell, Emory Jones Jr. They've gotten better as the year's gone on, but they're still true freshmen playing at a big-time level. And I believe that Georgia will be looking to exploit those two positions, left tackle and right tackle. I'd be stunned if Jalen Carter didn't have an opportunity to line up against these freshman offensive tackles and get after the quarterback. And Georgia would want to do this, in my opinion, maybe be a little more aggressive than they typically are during the course of the season. We've seen them, the Florida game stood out. They were really aggressive in the Florida game. And I think they would establish some kind of game plan much the same here, because if they don't get to Jaden Daniels, then these LSU wide receivers, they are deep and they are talented at the wide receiver position. And then if you play a very conservative brand of defense in this matchup on Saturday, where Jaden Daniels can stand in the pocket, get the ball to Boutte or Jenkins or Neighbors or Thomas, all four of those guys can play big-time football. They want to be able to get to Daniels knowing he can't escape and preventing a big impact out of these LSU wide receivers. Just one man's thought. Now, on the other side of the ball, Georgia's offense in this matchup against LSU, and I believe from this point forward, hopefully what will be a three-game stretch to end the season for the Georgia Bulldogs. SEC title game, national semifinal, national championship game. The competition level will be the highest it's been all season long. So Todd Monken, my advice to you, not that you're taking it, would be to formulate a game plan where Brock Bowers is going to touch the ball 8 to 10 times in these last three games. That Darnell Washington is going to be involved in the passing attack. That you're going to turn Kenny McIntosh loose like you have been over the last couple of weeks. And to turn Stetson loose, who's making a lot of good decisions, regardless of what you hear otherwise, a lot of good decisions. He's running this offense. Turn up the tempo. Go a little more tempo in these final three games and let Stetson do his thing. Now, Todd Monken's a smart man. Hey, hear from Kirby Smart. He'll tell you exactly that.
Well, he utilizes the talents of the players he has. He does a really good job of tying run game and pass game together, using different tempos. He does a good job calling the game aggressively and keeping things mixed up. I think if you talk to the defensive coordinators that go against him, he ties the run and pass game really well together, the play action part of that.
Coach Monken, counting on you. Get the ball to the playmakers. Competition level going up from this point forward. All right, coming back on the other side, we're going to have a little fun, and then I'm going to complain. We'll do that next Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
So I was up on a ladder, climbing up into the trees, putting the lights on the trees out in the front yard, and lived to tell about it. Listening to the Buck Belue Show on the Fan, 680 and 93.7. Now, Ted Huckabee didn't like that story, DT. On Twitter saying, I listen all day to 680 except between 10 and 11. Enough. I'd rather listen to Gary Danielson loving Bama than Belue talking about hanging his Christmas lights. How long did that go on? 30 seconds?
Not even. I thought it was a fine little tidbit.
Come on, Ted.
You said everybody in the neighborhood yelling at you just like Ted was?
Lighten up, Ted. I'm tough. I can take it. Hey, 680 The Fans, SEC tailgate ready to go coming up on Saturday. It is free. Have you heard about this? 680 The Fan and Harris Cherokee Casino Resorts throwing you a free tailgate if you're 21 or over. Going to be going down Saturday, 12:30 to 3:30 before the big game at the Benz. Be going on the corner of Marietta Street and Centennial Olympic Park Drive. Get your free ticket now at 680thefan.com/tailgatecentral. None of this happens without our great sponsors. Harris Cherokee Casinos and Resorts, Truist, Georgia Power, Corona Extra, Modelo, Deep Eddy Vodka, Jim Beam Bourbon Whiskey, Dunkin' Donuts, Wiley's Mexicana Grills, Bojangle, and Lidl Supermarkets. We got a top five today.
The best in college football and the NFL.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for Buck Belue's Top 5, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Dude would rather listen to Danielson. Oh, well. Can't win them all.
I'll just keep my mouth shut about Gary Danielson. All right, Buck, let's get to the Top 5.
What you got?
We're starting out in the NFL. Big news over the last couple days. Deshaun Watson back. What do you think about your boy, Deshaun Watson, returning this Sunday for the Cleveland Browns?
Now, what do you mean by that, my boy?
That's what I was told. I was told he was your boy, Buck.
Well, I've always liked watching him play football.
Very good football player. No doubt about that.
A little embarrassing with, you know, the massage thing. But yeah, it's been a long wait on Deshaun Watson. It's been like 2 years. Out of his career.
I saw something like he hadn't played in like 600 days or something like that.
Yeah. And he's still going to be excellent.
You think so? Do you,
yeah,
you're not going to see the rust, growing pains,
thing.
All the other cliches? He's going to be fine?
He's still going to do his thing. Yeah, it's been a long road back. That's what I think about Deshaun Watson being back in there Sunday.
Well, year and a half, he hasn't been playing. So you could say he served his time, I guess. Definitely, hopefully learns from it and grows from it as we move forward. All right, Buck, back to college football.
Yes, sir.
News coming out yesterday. Deion Sanders offered the job at Colorado. Some other things on the line. What is your advice to Coach Prime?
Oh, advice to Coach Prime.
Yeah, what do you think you should do? He's in a good spot right here, right?
This one's pretty easy, really. Don't take the Colorado Buffalo job. They've had one winning season. Since 2011.
Once proud program back
it's
in the day.
It's the most
right?
liberal school that he... Come on, Coach Prime.
He's not going to fit in there?
Coach coaches these guys up tough. You think he'd fit in at Colorado? Think again, brother. Deion, pass on that job, brother. You don't want that one.
All right, Buck, another big coach. Dabo, what's he going to do? Is he going to make the correct move with his coaching staff?
Yeah, Dabo, I think what you're talking about is he was asked at his press conference yesterday if he was going to make any staff changes at Clemson. You know, they've really struggled offensively this year. Tony Elliott moved on, took a head job at Virginia, and they promoted Brandon Streeter, who's been at Clemson for 15 consecutive years as a player, as a coach, as the recruiting coordinator. And so I would imagine Dabo's pretty loyal to Streeter. He's not going to fire Streeter.
They're going to blame it on Big Thinko. What they're going to blame it on.
I was going to say, I might be more worried about what he does with his quarterback situation than what he does with his coaching staff. All right, Buck, got to hurry through here through this top five, but we got to ask you, got any advice for the World Cup as Team USA? Big game today. What do you got for Team
USA? Against
Iran. Iran.
Who's going to try to basically play keep away, because all they need is a draw.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
Iran,
a good point, actually.
They'd probably be really thrilled with a 0-0 draw.
They advance.
So that's the style they're going to play. We need a win to advance, so we want to be aggressive here. It's going to be an ugly game. It's going to be one of those grinded out kind of games. Go USA, please. Come on.
All right, Buck, as we close out the top five, you've been too nice today. I need you to rip somebody. Just let somebody have it, Buck.
Besides our listener that would rather listen to Danielson.
I'm sure Ted's still listening, so yeah.
Jimbo Fisher fired Daryl Dickey, his offensive coordinator. Look, Jimbo's the one that calls the plays. He couldn't fire himself, I guess. But, yeah, I'm going to rip Jimbo for blaming it on Daryl Dickey.
Hit the wrong button.
And the complaint I wanted to issue is my Atlanta Hawks. What's going on? We've lost three in a row. Blown leads in all three losses. And it was so tough to watch last night in Philly. Hate losing to Philly. We had 20 turnovers in the game. I believe 10 of those came in the fourth quarter. How you going to win? And what has gone wrong? We can't play defense. We're out-rebounded most nights. Is this on the head coach, Nate McMillan? Are we not big enough? Seems like we get bullied around most nights. We're not shooting the three. What's going on with our Atlanta Hawks? We need to get our act together. A couple of quick thoughts here. You got the locker room. They're going to be live at Duncan on Powers Ferry tomorrow morning, 6 to 10. So get on by there. They got some swag. They're going to be hanging out, handing out. And then also coming up next, 680 The Fan and Padraic's are celebrating Team USA's World Cup run with a free watch party from Modelo Especial. Got Nick and Chris and Chuck and Chernoff. Going to start broadcasting here in just a moment. 2 o'clock first kick versus Iran. Stop on by and cheer on the team. Padraic's, 2460 Cumberland Parkway. It's brought to you by Modelo Especial. That's going to do it for the Blue Show today. We're back tomorrow, 10 o'clock sharp. Join me then. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Thank you, Buck.
Where's Nerney?
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.